On February 1st, ZenithCare Health Group officially became the owner and operator of Saratoga County's Maplewood Manor Nursing Home. And not soon after, local media began reporting on staffing and quality of care issues at the 277-bed facility. People voiced concern at two well-attended public meetings this month, but Zenith spokesman Aaron Lichtman said the community has been supportive of the company.
While people do have growing pains, and there are issues that we're trying to address as quickly and efficiently as possible, the general tone has been fairly supportive, and we're very appreciative of that.
By the time Saratoga County was ready to sell the property, Maplewood Manor had been operating with a nearly $14 million deficit. According to Saratoga County Administrator Spencer Helwig, continued support of the facility could have led to a significant increase in property taxes.
The board made a decision to move forward with a sale. The alternative was a 20% increase in the property tax rate, which is something that there wasn't an appetite for.
Helwig said so far the transition to ZenithCare has achieved two primary goals, the first of which is providing adequate nursing services to residents of the county.
That goal was reached, and the other one was to find a buyer that had the wherewithal not only to take over the facility, but to invest in it. And both of those goals have been met at this point.
Zenith will be making at least $2.5 million in upgrades to the home. As one of its first capital investments, Zenith is transitioning the home's record keeping from manual to electronic. Saratoga County remains on the hook for some legacy costs, particularly health benefits for former employees under the county. The workers at the home are currently not represented by a union. CSCA represented about 150 employees at Maplewood Manor prior to the transition to ZenithCare. Before the home came under Zenith's control, CSCA attempted to negotiate a successor agreement for employees staying on under the new management. The employees voted against the agreement. CSCA spokeswoman Therese Asalian says she hopes the union can have a presence at the facility.
We're optimistic that we will, CSCA will be recognized and we'll be able to sort of pick up where we left off, if you will, with respect to a new contract.
Lichtman said the company is interested in working with employees in whatever way they choose to be represented, but also cautioned that changes will be made from the old way of doing things.
Should there be a desire and a legally sufficient reason that CSCA can be deemed their representative, we would be happy to speak with CSCA and try to work through any issues as quickly as possible. Obviously, the facility cannot return to a $13.7 million loss that the county suffered when they were the operator.
Lichtman said there are more than 30 positions that have yet to be filled, with 120 applicants. Among the changes, a new doctor, administrator, consultant, and nurse practitioner have already been brought in during the transition. Food service and laundry have been contracted out to private companies. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.